Oblique Lights for Gianluca and Elisabetta. Colonnaded walkways with dilapidated surfaces lead us where one factory tower, now a fashion house foundation, might have been electroplated, its golden section gleaming, chic against pellucid sky. There are cloak and bathrooms under windowless wall spaces, repurposed with stiff metal doors. It's like a sci-fi prison, where the sparse art connoisseurs are masked, green passes on display, as walk-ons in a twilight zone. We're among them, stalking pictures, as if life were this row of glimpses. A green dress has some neckline skin. Two tops of lovers' heads are peeking from a duvet cover. Her torso shows its armored bra. You covered lacework tablecloths, as if life could be found in glimpses. And those glimpses were enough. A wristwatch partially emerges from its wide white buttoned shirt cuff. But if the works of time are left to do their damnedest, life's revealed as art, art found in flaking, faded stucco on blank factory walls. Still, life would reassert its point of view as looking for a restaurant directionless that Saturday, beside lines from the central station seeming to split Milan in two. Lucky you find honest cooking to celebrate the lost missed times, the other lives we couldn't live, postponed when we weren't looking. So even when you're good enough, driving out down Corso Lodi, where time's consumed in dust and ashes, whatever those framed items showed me, glimpses of the city's outskirts, with hotels, tower blocks, workshops, houses, they would prove enough.